we're going to play a song called Defying Gravity. A lot of you may recognize it from the theater production Wicked. But what we're going to do is, it's actually written by Ron Miller, and that would be Oliver Richman's granddaddy.
Oh,
so,
cool.
Isn't this very cool? So what we're going to do is we're going to play it, and he's got a video of this up on YouTube. And I tell you what, I think they've had over 50,000 hits or views of this video already.
It's awesome.
It's sweeping across the internet world. Before we get him on the line, let's play Defying Gravity. Everybody, cross your fingers and everything works.
Defying
here.
Cox Communications. No. Let's get it on.
Yeah, let's do it. All right, everybody.
Something has changed within me. Something is not the same. I'm through with playing by the rules of someone else's game. Too late for second guessing. Too late to go back to sleep. It's time to trust my instincts. Close my eyes and
incredible. Give me chills.
I know. I got chills too.
I know.
It's absolutely amazing. You just heard 10-year-old Oliver Richman singing Defying Gravity. And, you know, it's off of his popular music video. You can get it on YouTube, also on his website, oliverrichman.com. He's had over 50,000 hits on this video, all over the place, and we're going to be posting it up on our site as well on ChampagneSundaysMagazine.com. Joining us now is Oliver and also his mom, Lisa Dawn Miller, who's been on our show before. She's a fabulous singer. Hi, Lisa. How are you doing?
I'm fine, Nancy. Lisa, how are you?
We're good.
Good to have you back on the show.
Yeah.
And so excited to have Oliver join us now. How are you doing, Oliver?
Good. How are you? Thank you so much for having me, Nancy and Lisa.
Well, thank you, Oliver. I have
our
to tell
pleasure.
You, you know, it makes our day when we can hear someone sing as beautifully as you do. And you just really, this is amazing. You know, when did you start singing? How old
were
you?
I started singing when I was about 4. I had a lot of family inspiration, so.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I know you've got a musical family. Now, I've got to bring this up, that you recently, it was during the holiday season, you actually performed, you met Stevie Wonder, and you performed at Stevie Wonder's House Full of Toys charity benefit. What was that like? You sang to 7,500 people.
Yeah, it was really fun. Stevie Wonder saw my video on Little Christmas Tree, and then he called me, and then he invited me over to sing to the Nokia Center, and then I went, and it was such a blast.
Wow.
Weren't you scared?
A tiny bit, but I've done it a lot of times.
That's so cool.
And now, you know, we just listened to you singing Defying Gravity, and also you're talking about One Little Christmas Tree, both written by your mom's dad, Ron Miller. A lot of us know he's very famous.
Actually, I just want to tell you really quick, my father didn't write Defying Gravity. Defying Gravity is actually written by Stephen Schwartz for the Broadway show Wicked. So the first song that we actually released of Oliver's was from that musical. But my father, Ron Miller, was also a very popular songwriter. And Oliver, do you want to tell them some of the songs that he's written?
Well, he written For Once in My Life, Touch Me in the Morning, Place in the Sun, Heaven Help Us All, If I Could.
Yesterday. And the song that he sang at the Nokia Center, the reason that it was significant is because, you know, Justin Bieber, who was a huge YouTube success when he first started, was asked last year by the president to sing a Christmas song called Someday at Christmas. And my father wrote that song, and Stevie Wonder had only done one Christmas album, and that was the title track from that album. And so I thought, wow, why don't we give Oliver a song from that album as well and put out a Christmas song with Oliver? So again, another Stevie Wonder classic, we pulled it off that album and we remade a song called One Little Christmas Tree. And when Stevie Wonder was talking about the song and my father and the circle of life, and he was very moved by, you know, he had recorded that with my father so many years ago, and then all of a sudden he's listening and hearing all this talk about this you know, remake of the song, One Little Christmas Tree, and he heard it and loved it, and he said, wow, this is Ron Miller's grandson, and then they called, and it was pretty amazing, incredible, incredible blessing for our family, and he's such a terrific, not only legend and performer, but a wonderful friend to my father, and just such a gift to know him and a blessing.
It's really nice to see you as a family, you know, perform and work together. Obviously, I also want to tell everybody that, you know, Lisa is part of Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack show.
Cool.
And now, Oliver, you're part of that too. Is this where you performed as young Frankenstein? Have I got that right?
Frank Sinatra, not Frankenstein. But sometimes he's Frankenstein at home when he's acting up, when we're playing. And
you know, I'm
going
to have to say press releases should be checked, possibly, that gets sent in.
That's really funny. You know, because I was reading that, and I was like, really?
Yeah, I was trying to figure that out.
That's really funny, and I'm sure that sometimes you could be a little young Frankenstein.
Yeah, right. When he wants to scare his sister Ashley.
Lisa, did you train Oliver's voice? Because I mean, we were saying earlier that the training part. I mean, this is just really incredible, the voice control, just incredible.
You know, it's really amazing. Oliver is a natural talent. He hasn't had one singing lesson. Everything that he knows
really, and
that he understands about music is purely natural. And it's an interesting conversation, and I'll try to be brief, but, you know, my father, who was this wonderful producer, who has produced artists like Stevie Wonder and Diana Ross and Barbara Streisand and so on, you know, I wanted to study voice when I was Oliver's age, and he wouldn't let me. My mother is a legit soprano, and we have a lot of music in our background. And my father said, and I was really upset, I said, why can't I study? He said, well, I think it's really important that you learn at a young age how to interpret a lyric. That's much more important. Hmm. Barry Gordy once told him, he said, you know, if you have the choice in your recording to pick a take that is emotionally moving but not technically perfect versus one that's technically perfect, always take the one that moves someone. And so he said you can learn technique when you're older. So most of my experience came from just listening to my mom and dad and watching my dad produce records. And then later when I was in my 20s, I was able to study voice and learn technique for voice control. But mm-hmm. Oliver, not only has he picked up interpretation, but he really seems to have a good handle on his technique without any training. So, you know, maybe at some point when he's much older, we'll let him, you know, maybe study technique depending on, you know, what he does with his career. But he's a natural. He started just kind of following everything we did, starting, you know, with the Rat Pack show and my dad's songs and shows that I did with my husband, Sandy Hackett, who's a wonderful comedian, and we performed together. Oliver would just kind of pick it up and do it.
Wow. Oliver, is this something you see you doing when you grow up as an adult? Are you going to continue singing?
Yeah, definitely. It's really fun.
Not bad.
When you're up there on stage performing and singing for people, what do you see? Do you see the people or do you see pictures while you're singing?
I see the people.
And what do your friends think of you singing? Do you sing for them?
My friends support me, always write on my website and text me. And
I have to tell you a quick little story. Oliver was just asked by entertainment studios to, they want to do a segment on him on a show called The Youth Icon, and it's a show about kids who are changing the world. And
right.
Actually tomorrow to tape it, and part of the interview process is to interview his friends and, you know, find out from his friends why he would inspire people. And I think, you know, Oliver's a pretty shy kid. I mean, he can go on stage and sing for 7,500 people, but he's pretty shy, and he's just a normal kid. And some of the kids, you know, have come over, and there was a little girl here today that we were interviewing, and she talked about how she last year was being bullied in school. And I didn't know this story, and it really made me cry. And she's very popular this year, but last year she was really being bullied, and she said there was only one person who had the courage to sit with me, and he came over and he said hello and he comforted me, and that was Oliver. So,
oh, good for him.
You know,
good for him.
He's a good kid and sweet and also humble. He's getting shy right now. He's saying, don't tell them that.
You know, there's something about age, you know, mm-hmm. and he's a very sweet kid and very talented, and I can see him doing that. I mean, and bullying has become a real issue in America, which is so sad that parents aren't watching what their children are doing. You know, if you're the parent of a bully, you need to take a good look.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so and it's become a problem in schools everywhere, and it's kind of a, you know, when you step back and think about it, you got to wonder what's going on.
And Lisa, did as a parent, do you think Oliver having this, you know, being able to sing and having an interest in something like music and just, you know, any kid having that kind of, you know, they don't have to have a big talent like Oliver has, but having that kind of focus on something that they really enjoy, does that help them through things like bullying?
Yeah, I do. I think it helps them in a lot of ways because it's a way to express yourself. But I also think it puts Oliver in a position really, especially on a show like Youth Icon or even a radio show like this, where he can get a voice out there and talk about how important it is for, you know, the kids to be kind to one another. And if you see someone being bullied, to you know, have the courage to stand up to them and protect them. And, you know, it's interesting because you were talking about the parents, and what I found is that, you know, usually when you find children who are bullies, many of their parents are bullies as well in their adult
right.
life. It's
mm-hmm.
just a different kind of bullying, and we see it every single day. And I think with the music, it allows us to maybe give a message, send a message out there in a creative expression that's non-threatening that says, hey, let's just, you know, try to be good to one another and be kind to one another. And I think that because young people like music, that they can relate to it and maybe it will have some impact in some way.
I agree. Now, Oliver, I know that you're working on a CD. What is it like for you to be in a recording studio versus performing? Do you like, you know, being in the studio more, or do you like being in front of people and singing to them more?
I can't pick one. They're both really fun.
Mm-hmm.
I love singing on stage because I inspire people, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I love in the studio because I get to learn songs and sing.
And who do you like as a singer?
Yeah.
And what kind of music? Do you listen to rock and roll or blues, or what do you like musically?
I listen to musical theater, pop. I listen to my grandpa's songs all the time. I listen to annoying songs. My favorite song is the Llama Llama song.
And how does that go?
He's a llama, there's a llama, and another little llama, fuzzy llama, funny llama, llama, llama duck. Llama, llama, cheesecake, llama, tablet, bit, potato, llama, 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 mushy, llama, llama, llama duck. Is this how it's all now? Is it also old? Is it made of lemon juice, or not pickle cold? Now my song is getting clean, now I'm out of luck. Time for me to retire now and become a duck. And that's for you, Daddy.
I think
awesome.
I think we should call you little young Frankenstein. And I do beg your pardon. You know, we do have little bits of champagne here, so that was a total reading mistake here for me. But I do want to call you young Frankenstein here. But this is exciting about a CD coming out. Can you tell us about that, Lisa?
Sure. You know, one of the things we're trying to do is after my father, Ron Miller, passed away a couple of years ago, we found about 400 songs of his that no one has ever heard, and we've been working together with the publishers of these songs to release them to the public because they're all just as beautiful as, you know, the big hits like For Once in My Life and Touch Me in the Morning. They've just never been heard before. And because the lyrics are so timeless, they can be produced in any generation and have just as much of an impact. So we're going through that catalog, and we found about 4 songs so far that are just so appropriate for now and what's going on in the world. And so Oliver's CD will be mostly his grandfather's unknown works, and hopefully the songs will inspire a new generation. Most of them are songs of, you know, hope and peace and love in the world, and Oliver is just doing an incredible job singing
mm-hmm.
them. His first release off of that CD is a song called I Can See, and it's about seeing a beautiful tomorrow for everybody. And we're hoping to have the release in fall of this year. And
mm-hmm.
we're also doing that in conjunction with the release of my CD. I haven't done a CD in a couple years. I've been a little busy. We're producing the Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack show in Las Vegas, and we've been on the road with that a lot. But I'm going into the studio in March, and I'm going to be recording similar songs, maybe some of them more like love songs, romantic songs, from the same collection. I'm actually going back to Detroit, where it all began, for my father to do a lot of the recording work with a lot of the old musicians and do a lot of the videos. So Oliver and I will both be releasing CDs this year in honor of my father and his legacy, and we hope, you know, that it touches people.
That's awesome.
Well,
I love that.
Champagne toast.
Yeah.
You know, because I think this is exciting, and you're going to have to keep us, you know, up to date with all that you're doing, because I think you guys are busy all the time, you know.
We are. And I'd like to also say that my husband, Sandy Hackett, is
mm-hmm.
Getting ready to reopen the Riviera Comedy Club in Las Vegas. So that's another
really?
Thing. Really? Yeah. It's opening February 10th. He's going to be headlining. And our show, Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack Show, is at the Riviera 5 nights a week at at 7 o'clock. So if you guys happen to be in Vegas, please come by and see us. And we're also getting ready to go on tour with the show starting in September. We'll be all over the country.
Oh, good. I hope you come Tucson-bound, you know, to Arizona.
Yeah. You know, we were just in Arizona. We were at the Arizona Music Fest in a place called Carefree, Arizona. It was so wonderful.
Uh-huh.
We had a great – I really didn't know how beautiful it was there. We stayed at this place called The Boulders. It was gorgeous. And we were very well-received concert by the audience, and we had a great time. We've actually been to Arizona a few times, and I know that we're planning to be back there at least 3 or 4 more times this year. So we'll stay in touch with you guys.
Well, you need to let us know.
Yeah, let us know. We'll come out and see you guys. Definitely.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, super. And if we get our butts to Vegas soon, you know we'll be there.
Oh, please. Please come.
The car kind of makes turns and goes where it wants, and Vegas is one of the places. We'll be going somewhere else, and they'll go, somehow we ended up there.
There's 3 things to do in Vegas. The Bellagio and the Mirage for their flowers, and then you go see live music. See, that's the big deals on that. And I know Mike the Plant Hunter will agree on the Bellagio, and we talked about this before.
The Mirage, yeah.
Yes, and the Mirage, the flowers out there. But thank you both for joining us. Oliver, thank you so much, and thank you for singing and letting us play your music on the show today. It's beautiful.
We really appreciate
that.
Thank
you for having me.
Thank you. And everybody, if you go to OliverRichman.com, you'll be able to see his videos. We'll also be posting them up on ChampagneSundaysMagazine.com. And you can keep up with Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack show if you go to Sandy'sRatPack.com. Did I get that right with your website?
That's perfect. Perfect.
All right. We'll get it all straight here. All right. Well, champagne toast to your CDs coming out and the continued performances.
And
say hi to Sandy for us, too.
Yeah,
I will.
Thank
you so
much. Let us know
so
about your CD so that we can do something on that too.
Yeah.
Oh yes, my website is lisadawnmiller.com, and
cool.
Everything going on with me will be on there. And Oliver also wanted to say something. Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
I'd like to thank everyone for watching me, Jeannie, Sandy, Daddy, Cherie, Auntie Angel, Christina, Baby Ashley, Big Ashley, Angelique, Mark, Nanny Ashley, Gammy.
They're all listening. They're all listening right now.
This is great. He's practicing for an award that he will get. I love it.
No, I like that. I like that. And you could turn it into a song as well.
I know.
It did. It's very poetic.
Super.
Thank
you
so much.
You guys take care and enjoy the singing and continue with the good music.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, man. Again, everybody, OliverRichman.com, LisaDawnMiller.com, and Sandy'sRatPack.com. And they all connect together, which is great. And it's just cool to see the music continue on in a family and respectfully, you know, and with good talent. And it's good to see. I think more families can do things like that together.